It's just part of our spotlight this morning. We come and take our show wherever we go, and here we are today at the Recreation Center. It's a campus area, as we talked about before, and one of the places that's close by here is also Tri-C Brunswick, and Terry Herdick, the director, is here. Good morning.
Good morning.
So this is really important because in Medina County, this is a really important education area for Medina County, right?
Yes, growing and growing,
and,
yes.
And tell us a little bit about the reason for a Tri-C Brunswick campus.
Yeah, it's unique because we're Cuyahoga Community College, and so how we were able to come over to Medina County is because we were actually invited by the city and the schools at the time, which was about 8-9 years ago. We actually started offering classes out at the high school in the evening. And then as those enrollments grew and the demand grew, we started having more serious conversations with people like Tim Smith and the superintendent of schools. And before we knew it, they were looking for a permanent place for us here in Brunswick. So the idea was that we would bring in as many higher ed opportunities as possible, not only to Brunswick, but all of the residents of Medina County through the university partnerships.
What I didn't know and found out, I guess, is many counties will have a community college of sorts, but Medina did not. So this kind of fills that need, right?
Exactly, and that's why we were able to come over here. Yeah, us and Lorain Community College, yes.
And what has been the response? Obviously, you need students, you need people to teach, so this has obviously worked out well. Then,
yeah,
right?
It's worked out real well. When we first opened in January 2011, we opened up with over 1,100 students. So, and the diversity of students that we've been bringing in has been growing and changing as well. So one of the things that has really grown as far as enrollments is, as you've, I think, talked about already, we're located right in the parking lot of Brunswick High School. And so with the growth of the state's program, the post-secondary enrollment options program, which is now called College Credit Plus, we actually this semester just welcomed over 220 high school students that are taking college courses on our campus, majority coming from Brunswick High School, but also surrounding high schools as well, like Medina and Highland and Buckeye and Strongsville. We do quite a bit with Strongsville High School students.
So. You talk about the diversity of students. Mm-hmm. Is it based on where they're from or the age, or how would you describe it?
Where they're from and also their age. We have a college-wide for Tri-C, we're actually, we have the lowest, or I should say the youngest demographic of student because of all the high school students that we get. But because of the university partnerships with the four-year universities on site, we're seeing more of the non-traditional student coming in as well, coming through our programs and matriculating into the four-year university programs as well. So those are more your students who are working full-time and looking to obtain a bachelor's degree in the evenings or weekends.
Talk a little bit about the university partnership. This is something that's very sort of new to a lot of people. Explain that if they're not familiar with some of how that really works.
Fairly new, very unique concept, but makes a lot of sense. We actually have both Franklin and Tiffin University on site with us, and we've worked very closely with them to create pathways for students to complete their associate's degree with Tri-C, lower tuition costs because it's a community college, and then they matriculate right into their four-year programs. We have accounting, business, and then also criminal justice on site with those two partners. So they can actually, they offer their classes on site, and they can complete their bachelor's degree right there at our campus in Brunswick, Tri-C.
We heard Tim Smith talking a lot about the industrial park and all the different businesses here. Any kind of training that you have at the school that you're working with the community to make sure you have the right students?
Yes.
Trained for whatever jobs are out there for them here?
Yep. Tri-C is a part of our cultures as we always work with the businesses in the community. We are very involved with the chambers. Here in Medina County, we're involved with the Medina County Economic Development Corp. So we actually just completed a survey not only of residents and high school students and parents, but also businesses. Did some surveying of businesses, did some focus groups to find out where their demand was, what kind of training needs they had. So we did that last fall, finished it up in the spring, and this fall we actually brought out, Tri-C has a corporate college division for professional development training. So based on the feedback that we got from the businesses, we were able to bring out training to meet those needs for the businesses. So just this fall, last month, we started offering courses in professional development, meeting the needs for the businesses where they said they needed Lean Six Sigma training, frontline supervisor training, project management, various types of things that they said that they were that they were looking for here in the county that we brought out.
Tri-C's been around a long time. There's some older buildings, structures. So having the sort of a new facility that's been built in the recent time, obviously it's probably state-of-the-art or has up-to-date and probably makes a lot of the other directors at the other campuses a little jealous by what they have out there.
A little bit, yeah. We have a very nice facility, yeah. It is. We are Silver LEED certified. So, you know, we're very, you know, becoming very, very conscious of the environment and how we can contribute to the environment.
Kind of any special things you could share what the building does to keep itself?
Well, we do have, it's a lot of glass. The building is made a lot of glass. So we use a lot of the natural light to light the classrooms and the computer labs and that kind of thing. So we're saving on electricity. Of course, all of the, and you're seeing this in a lot of restaurants now too, where they have the motion detected plumbing in the bathrooms, so those type of things. So yeah,
we often hear about science, technology, engineering, and math, STEM. You know, what's hot now? What are students coming to Tri-C for now?
Actually, that was some of the feedback we got from the survey. Very popular right now are careers in IT and engineering. So those are actually areas that we're looking at very closely. As a matter of fact, we've just done some restructuring, and we're bringing in, we're in the midst right now of hiring a STEM dean, an associate dean of the STEM programs. So that's really coming to the forefront. And at the same time that we opened here in Brunswick, Tri-C also opened our West Shore campus, which is in Westlake on the border of Lorain County. And the programs that they offered there, the intent there was to offer a lot of the STEM programs in the health careers areas.
Well, we appreciate you stopping in this morning. A lot of things going on here in this area, we're finding out. Well, tomorrow we'll have somebody from the library here to kind of fill out the little bit of the trio and the schools as well. So it's very interesting. And I'm still fascinated by the fact the kids who are at the high school, and I know that sometimes they go to college, this is just going over to the parking lot past, you know, and being able to take classes there as well. So it's a lot more convenient maybe for some others, but for them to be able to take those classes.
It's really nice for them because they're coming while they're still in high school, and through that program through the state, the College Credit Plus, they're getting both their high school graduation credit and their college credit. So we've actually had a number of students who've completed an associate's degree before they've graduated from high school under this program.
How about that, Craig?
That's pretty cool.
They got it all compact. Yeah, they're ready to go.
From the parent's standpoint, it makes a whole lot of sense,
oh, yeah,
too.
Excellent, as well. Well, our guest today, Terry Herdick, the director of Tri-C Brunswick, thank you for coming in. Appreciate it. Again, your time this morning.